Hey, it's the Pete here with episode 24 of the 666 cast. This is a sort of a special official, official? What am I talking about? It's the second 666 cast this week because of the whole Quran burning thing. And as it turned out, as you probably have heard, Dr. quote-unquote Terry Jones, I assume he's a doctor. I couldn't find any obvious evidence of that when I went to his website for last week's FU at fu.org. But he claims he's a doctor, so whatever. He runs the Dove World Outreach Center, which others and myself have noted the ironically named Dove World Outreach Center. He decided to spearhead this whole international, quote-unquote, Burn a Quran Day. And this cracks me up because, of course, it's not. I mean, it's like Jon Stewart said in The Daily Show. It's just because you say it's international doesn't make it international. So funny that. I am once again doing my chores here. This time you get to listen to me scoop the cat litter. Hey, aren't you lucky you're not here? Smells great. So there was loads of pressure, lots of different kinds of pressure, which was really nice. Basically, it turns out that there were several reasons, not just the obvious anti-hatred thing, or pro-hatred. No, anti-hatred reason to not burn Qurans. There's security issues, and in fact, they started getting the actual Terry Jones apparently, and his friends, family, and followers. He's apparently got a son. They started getting death threats, which is of course just as unacceptable as burning the Quran. In fact, probably more unacceptable. Because really, burning a Quran is just burning a book. Not that big of a deal in the great scheme of things. Horribly disrespectful, but, you know, whatever. It is just a book. But their lives were threatened. So that probably made them reconsider things. Sure, freedom of speech is great, but, you know, do you want to die for it? Lots of people don't these days, even though, you know, they probably all should want, or should be willing to die, even if we don't want to die for it. So the FBI question came in and talked to them about these threats, and then apparently Robert Gates himself, the United States Defense Secretary, gave him a call. Imagine that phone call, picking the phone up and being like, you know, hello, Hatred Central, oh, what? The Robert Gates? I mean, how do you prove that? I mean, how do you convince somebody over the phone? You know, maybe they're just so maybe Jones or whatever was just so gullible that he just accepted it. Maybe Robert Gates didn't even call. Wouldn't that be funny? apparently it's been confirmed. I was reading about it yesterday on some mainstream news source or another, I suppose. I should probably be a little more skeptical of those guys too, but anyway. So apparently Gates called and basically said, you know, burning the Quran really makes us look bad, and they're going to be really pissed off, and they're going to, the Muslims, the extremist Muslims, and they might actually threaten the lives of American GIs overseas, and that's not good, obviously. So, the theory is, that's why he caved. That's why Terry Jones caved and canceled the thing. But the funny thing is, that's not the reason he gave for caving. He says that he had spoken with a local Florida imam who claimed to have been in touch with the New York imam, Ralph, I think his name is, R-U-F? R-O-U-F, sorry. And apparently, the Florida imam told Jones that the Ground Zero Community Center, Muslim Community Center, it's not a mosque. It's got a mosque, a place of worship in it, but it's not really a mosque. Like, you know, they're not going to be building minarets in fucking Manhattan. But it is a community center, and everybody's been getting that wrong. even The Daily Show for a while was calling it the Ground Zero Mosque. And they've now stopped calling it that, which is good, because it's just not a mosque. So,
It's just a Muslim community center. So it's like a YMCA. Anyway,
so apparently this Florida imam claimed that it was going to be moved, which I was surprised about, because it's like, really? You're going to move it? That's kind of caving and kind of weak and lame and wussy pants and stuff, you know? And then it turns out, and actually I think it was in a blog post on website 666, I joked that maybe he was just imagining the whole thing. In fact, the conversation never actually took place, because, you know, I mean, the guy believes in God, for crying out loud. The guy thinks burning a bunch of Qurans is a good idea. I mean, you gotta wonder where this guy draws his line between, you know, imagination and reality. But apparently, now it seems like the Florida imam told him that the New York imam was gonna, you know, move or change the site of the community center. The Florida imam says he never made the promise, but somehow Jones got the idea in his head, so, whoa, really messy, really, really messy. Anyway, in case you're curious, I'm cutting out a brown paper bag, because sometimes the cats like to, or our older cat likes to miss the box. Yes. Cats. Anyway, I love our cats, really. I do. I wish they'd be clean, but much like our religious friends, I just wish they'd be cleaner too. Anyway, so there's a lot of weird confusion going on. I couldn't really figure out exactly, you know, who was telling the truth and who wasn't. So I don't know how all this is going to work out. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. But it was pretty amusing that it all got called off, and there was still confusion and stuff. The sad thing is that Robert Gates was right. There was violence in the Middle East, or actually Afghanistan to be specific. I read that there was violence erupting at some locations. I didn't read the article, but I saw the headlines basically said that there has been violence in Afghanistan, at protests, people protesting the Quran burning, which never actually happened, which got canceled, and it's just like, yeah, thanks, Terry. I mean, I know these guys are really the ones to blame, and you can't blame the catalyst. You can only blame the people who willingly accepted the catalyst as such and used it as justification. And to be sure, yeah, it is their fault, not Jones's. But, you know, it's hard to imagine Jones not... Well, actually, it isn't hard to imagine Jones not thinking this through. It's just a shame he didn't, because now people are suffering because of his stupid idea. But that aside, the stupid idiots in Afghanistan who think violence is worth... pro-Christian idiots in America burning your holy book is a reason to get all violent on each other. You know, that really doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense, does it? So, but that's what he did. So, or that's what they did. So congratulations to religious fervor, you know? More poopy. Jeez, I totally missed it. I should not complain. Because cleaning up cat poop is way easier than cleaning up the world, right? Of course, no one's really trying too hard to clean up the world. I'm just glad that we put paper down. Makes clean up so much easier. So there is violence in Afghanistan, and despite the fact that Terry Jones canceled the thing now, the interesting thing is Terry Jones is apparently in New York right now. I assume he thinks he's going to talk to the local imam and get it straight from the horse's mouth, as it were. And that's not a dig against Islam. It's a figure of speech. There's plenty of other reasons to dig against Islam or any religion. I am not being racist or anything like that. It's just a figure of speech, people. Anyway, so apparently he's up here and he's gonna, I don't know, go home disappointed, I'm sure, because I don't know why the Ralph guy up here would cave. Just doesn't make any sense as to why he would cave. And I don't want him to cave. I don't think he should cave. Any more than I would think that, or I wanted Terry Jones to cave. As much as I am against the burning of anybody's holy book, unless you burn all of them, of course, he should have stuck to his guns. You know, if he believed in it. You know, I mean, I'm against it, but, you know, if he really believed it, if he believed this was the right thing, then I always applaud people who have the balls to stand up for what they believe in. And so he thought he could do a deal, and that's it, you know? I don't know. It's such a messed up, weird situation because there has been violence and because this is about religious freedom and it is about, you know, respecting other people's rights to believe whatever crazy shit they want. But then again, you know, it's just a book. In the same sense, you shouldn't harass people. So, I don't know. It's a messed up situation. Which I think I just said moments ago. So which is it better, you think? You think you prefer to hear me scooping cat litter in the background or washing dishes? Don't worry, I'm going to wash dishes in a sec, so you'll be able to compare. But I'm sweeping cat litter right this sec. But, because like extremist religions, or people who follow, who are extreme in the way they follow their religion, shit gets all over the place. Like cats. Although, shit's not really getting all over the place. It's cat litter, though. You get my really poorly constructed metaphor. I hope. Anyway, so yes. It's a funny time to be in America. Or to be on planet Earth, really. Ah! Giant pile. I haven't swept in a while back here. But yeah, so I'm all for religious freedom. And part of his, Terry Jones' religious freedom is to do what he wants within the confines of the law, and there's nothing that says he can't burn Korans. It's just kind of not very classy or respectful. So, while I wouldn't do it, he's certainly allowed to, but it's just, it is anti-American, as I said, simply because we're supposed to, you know, we're supposed to be tolerant of each other. So I guess in the end, I am against it. I'm doing it, and I'm glad he caved. But he should have caved for the right reasons, not for the wrong reasons. Not because he was gonna do a deal or whatever it was. You know what I mean? That's why you give up on your belief system or whatever. You know, that's why you back away because you realize that it's the wrong thing to do. Not because I'm gonna get my way in some other way. You know what I mean? Hopefully that makes sense. But, anyway, so hopefully after this weekend, this will all go away. And that was the other thing that pissed me off. 9/11, of course, is today, the 9th anniversary of September the 11th, 2001, a horrible event, which you know what happened on that day. We all do. In fact, that's what my next mini rant is all about. No one lets us forget it. No one lets us, you know, I mean, it's like, I mean, okay, I'm biased, I live in New York. There's not many days where I'm not reminded of 9/11. Because I grew up in New Jersey, and I remember the towers, and I remember seeing the towers every time I came into the city. So now that I live here, it's like hard to look down the coast or down the island and not see the towers down there, you know? It's just always a reminder. So, I really don't need the animated GIFs showing up in my Tumblr stream. You know, because that's what happened last night. And then today, I found somebody else in my Tumblr stream posting a picture of a fireball erupting from one of the towers. And I just thought, really? I mean, both images were just like, you're kidding me, right? We're gonna do this. We're gonna mourn on Tumblr. We're gonna mourn on the internet. I mean, fine, I get it. If you're not over it, you're not, you know, wanting to move on. Like, I understand that. And I suppose it's important to remember the people who died. But I just feel like animated GIFs, you know, pictures of the fireball, is that really the best way to remember these people? Is that really respectful? I don't think so. In fact, I think it's the opposite of respectful. I think it's disrespectful. Hey, here's how you died. I'm so sorry you died. It was so terrible. Some fireball, though, huh? I mean, because that's what it feels like. That's what it feels like they're doing. And I just think it's kind of ghoulish and morbid. And, you know, it's just done with this sort of weird level of celebratory sentiment. You know, it's just like everybody telling us, you know, posting about how, where they were, when, and whatever, and you know, it's like, I was in the car, or I was at work, and I'm like, why do I care if it's, unless it's interesting? I mean, I hate to be crass, or, you know, whatever. It's just like, my little brother was living in Brooklyn, and still is living in Brooklyn, but he looked out the window, and he could see the smoke from the towers. His apartment window. You know? So, it's like, I just feel like, unless you got someplace interesting that you were, I just don't think, well, I was in the car on the way to work, and gosh, I turned on the radio, and wow, I heard about it. I was devastated. Why should I give a shit? I'm sorry. It just seems like, who the fuck cares? You know, I mean, especially, I mean, you don't hear me talking about where I was. Why? Because I was fucking sound asleep. I lived on the West Coast at the time. So, there you go. I'm not, you know, I don't feel the need to, where was I when that story, because that's really boring. Nobody cares. It's not interesting. You know, I mean, I was outside catching a smoke before going into work. You know, whatever. Anyway, the point is, you know, mourn, but Jesus Christ, do we have to all relive it every damn year? You know, and I'm not even turning on the TV this year. In fact, I haven't turned on the TV on September 11th in ages. I don't usually watch TV anymore, but even back when I used to, I made sure to avoid the TV on the anniversary of 9/11, because it's like, oh, all the melodrama, you know? It's just like, you know, interviews with survivors, and it's like, okay, yeah, I get it. Do we have to relive our national trauma again? You know, can we just move on? I mean, I don't want to move on entirely. Fly. But it just seems like we're rubbing our faces in it. And then, you know, so all these people, fine, okay, fine. You're still broken up about 9/11. It's a very scary thing. Fine, all right, fine. How come you're not upset about everything that came after it? How come you're not equally upset about all the other stuff that happened because of 9/11? We would never have even invaded Iraq or Afghanistan if it weren't for 9/11. You know, and we all know how good or just the Iraq War was. It wasn't at all. So it's like, you know, why aren't you upset about that? Why aren't you upset about the people who died there? Why aren't you upset about the people? This is the example I've been using a lot on my blogs is around website 666 anyway, is Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You know, tens of thousands of people died in an instant when we dropped those atom bombs back in World War II. Yet so many people are like, oh, but it was justified. Oh, really? Well, guess what? Bin Laden and pals thought 9/11 was justified. Does that make it okay? No. Does that mean we should be like, you know, okay with dropping the bombs? I mean, give me a break. It doesn't mean we should forget about those who died on 9/11, but we should keep some perspective. 3,000 people died. We've lost more GIs in Iraq alone, than that. So, you know, so mourn for those guys. You know, yes, it was a tragedy. We lost 3,000 people. I get it. But it's a bigger tragedy that we waged two wars because of it. you know? So, keep things in perspective. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That took some work. I don't even know how long I've been recording for now. So I guess this is the 9/11 episode of the 666 cast. Never really thought about doing one, but I guess I've been talking almost entirely about 9/11 related stuff, seeing as the Quran burning was in conjunction with 9/11. Let me bump the iPod Nano right up against the counter there. Just need to wash my hands before I check and see how long it's been recording. That Nano screen does not stay on for very long. But I do love my Nano, and I'm glad I got one before they switched over. Because that touchscreen one looks stupid. Doesn't record at all, doesn't seem to have a camera. Well, obviously doesn't have a camera, but it can't do voice memos at all. Or maybe it can, with the headphones. But I'd rather have this one with my nice click wheel. Let's see, come on, how do I tell? Okay, 21 minutes, wow, I've been babbling a while! So let's see, I'm going to put that on the cupboard. Might as well do a couple quick shout-outs. Good old Jeff out in Japan has still been listening, which is awesome. Gets my fanboy, my Japanophile fanboy, excitement going, because he's in Japan, and he's listening to my voice in Japan. That's so cool. And then another internet buddy of mine, Toby, epigrammist on twitter.com, he's still listening. He sent me a giant email, apparently a link that I posted to a bunch of reasons why the WTO was not a good thing, did not agree with him. I haven't had time to read that yet, because I've been swamped with a couple other websites I've been working on, one of which I think I mentioned in the last podcast, the minirevs.com, and the big, actually by the time you're listening to this, the minirevs tweet-along has probably already happened, unless you're listening to this right after I upload it, so I'll probably be uploading it after midnight Eastern time, Atlantic Eastern time, America. You know what I'm talking about. Because Toby's in Australia, so I like to occasionally acknowledge my international listeners. But anyway, yeah, so the mini revs thing is fun because I'm going to be playing devil's advocate in a way to some bad movies about 2012. The Mayan calendar. Everybody always says the Mayan calendar predicts that the end of the world is in 2012. That's not true. I've actually looked at the Mayan calendar. It just runs out of space. That's why. The circle's only so big. You know, the circle is only, capable of fitting so many, pieces before it runs out of space. I don't think that they were really saying, the Mayans were actually saying, oh, the world is going to end, in 2012. I think they were just saying, crap, we're out of space on this calendar. So, and then they, died off or, dwindled away before they could put a little footnote at the bottom of the thing saying, oh yeah, by the way, we're not saying the world's going to end. We're just out of space. But anyway, so it'll be fun because I'm recording this Saturday evening on the 11th. Hence all the 9/11 rage. So tomorrow is the Mini Revs tweet along, where I will be tweeting to those three movies, poking fun at them and poking their filmmakers in the eye figuratively. And you can follow along at Mini Revs on Twitter, and that's just like it sounds, MINIREVS. You can also just follow Mini Revs because I'll be posting a bunch of new reviews, and they're all very short, spoiler-free reviews. That's the whole idea behind Mini Revs, because too many movie reviews
tend to have spoilers, which bugs the crap out of me, because I just want to know if it's any good, or if the reviewer thinks the movie's any good. I don't want to know what happens in the movie. That's why I want to watch the movie. So, you know, go figure. I'm a weirdo that way. So, let's see. In other podcasting news, Sorry, before I move on to that, the other website I'm working on, I guess I can, I'm not going to announce it just yet, just because I want to work on it a little bit more myself. I was hoping to have some people beta tested for me, and I'm still waiting for them to get back to me about it, but I think I may just move ahead and start using it myself, and then just slowly start telling people about it. It's essentially a bookmarking community site, but more on that soon, but I'll definitely talk about it, and I definitely think it's going to be cool, so hopefully you will too. Anyway, so podcasting news, yeah, I've had some trouble with the hosting. I'm actually just posting on archive.org. I always feel a little guilty using their service because, you know, you're not supposed to make any money off of it, but of course I have Google Ads on the website 666.com site. I don't know if that technically counts as making money, seeing as I haven't seen any money in about 2 years from Google Ads, which really makes me wonder why I bother with them at all, but I figure they'll eventually add up to $100 so I can at least, you know, pay my wife's phone bill 1 month. So if you do stop by website 666.com anytime soon, please click on the Google Ads, because that'll help me rack up some cash quickly, or not quickly, but faster than I have been. Because back in the day, back when I had just the Pete.com, my old WordPress blog going, I would make about $150 a year. So profits, yeah, still not making those. But anyway, so I switched over to archive.org just because I got tired of messing around with all the stupid websites with all their little, you know, weird foibles and stuff. You know, it's like CinchCast seemed really cool, except you couldn't upload a file. You had to use their Flash interface to record it straight, or use their Flash, or rather their iPhone app. That was kind of annoying, especially since the iPhone app crashed in the middle of recording a 666 cast. Thanks, guys. Or thanks, Apple. Don't know who to blame for that, but probably Apple. No, I'm kidding. Toby's a big Apple guy. Shouldn't bang on Apple too much. But I do love my iPhone. I bitch about it a lot, but I do love my iPhone. It lets me do a lot of neat things, even though I can't afford to keep a wireless data plan on it. But that's a whole other thing. Anyway, so archive.org, really cool site. They've got a lot of amazing stuff on there. Loads of great content from all walks of life. I tend to go there for its old music. When I used to do my Jay the Pal thing with Jay's Daily Jig, where he would dance, I would want a nice, free, you know, rights-free, old, in-the-public-domain song, so I would go there and grab one of their Wax Cylinder recordings or old 78 recordings that they cleaned up, and then I'd just grab that in MP3 and then, you know, use that. I do recommend them. If you can afford to help them at all, donate any money, they're a good cause. Because their whole thing is, you know, keep everything for posterity. It's a record. Everything we do on the internet is a record of how we exist. Like an ongoing time capsule kind of thing. And, you know, and contrary to popular belief, I know everybody, you know, makes fun of how Twitter is going to the Library of Congress and how we'll be judged. And John Oliver has a riff, or a bit, sort of a stand-up bit where he, you know, talks about how it's sad that America will be judged by, you know, its tweets because they're so stupid and frivolous. But I disagree. I think it'll be judged on our tweets, and I don't think it that stupid or frivolous because, I'm sorry, if you think, you know, we're petty now and we haven't been petty in the past, no, this is gonna show future generations how petty humanity has always been. Because before we had, you know, Twitter, do you think people were any less shallow? Do you really think, you know, Kanye West would have been a smarter person in the 30s or the 1800s? I don't think so. he would still... I mean, not to... You know what I mean. I'm not saying anything against Kanye West, per se. It's just a general judgment that I find his tweets really frivolous and stupid, so I tend to not follow them. I actually do prefer stuff like, what I had for dinner tonight. I'm curious about what people have for dinner tonight. Feel free to @reply me on Twitter, specifically, and say, hey, @thePete, I just had a greasy pop hamburger, steak, whatever. It doesn't matter. I'd love to hear it, just because I find that kind of thing fascinating. Anyway, so that's what archive.org does. They find that kind of thing fascinating as well. My sister-in-law actually got to interview... Oh, what's the guy's name? I can't remember the guy's name. The guy behind archive.org. Or maybe it was Rick Prelinger, who owns a bunch of old mental hygiene films. Anyway, the point is... Because I'm way off point, I apologize. Check out archive.org. They're good. It's a good site. If you can help support them, that would be great, too. That's where the site is. Hopefully the feed, the actual RSS feed for the podcast hasn't gotten screwy, or the Website 66 feed, the blog feed itself hasn't gotten screwy at all. I didn't touch that one, so it should be cool. And the website, or the podcast feed should be fine as well. But please let me know if that gets funky for anybody. Anyway, let's see. How are we doing time-wise? I am rotten at judging. And it's 31 minutes. So I am going to go ahead and wrap this puppy up. This has been the Pete with the 9/11 2010 edition of the 666 cast, posted at website 666.com on September 12th, 2010. Hope you had a happy September 11th, and I mean that ironically. Thank you so much for listening to the 666 cast. Pete, signing off. See you in a week's time, or hear you in a week's time, or something. Anyway, thanks.